2009. I'm catching up from yesterday, so it's actually the 24th today. Sorry, I didn't do the audio gravity yesterday. I was just frantically trying to pull themes and stuff together, but I'm gonna do it today. I'm just about to head out the door actually to have a bit of a walk run. I need to get back on track with that. Just had a beautiful message from a friend in New York. Missed something, and just really good start to the day. I'm really chuffed. It's awesome to have all these people that just in some way are connected with you. It's just fantastic. First link today is gapminder.org. There's this guy, I can't remember his bloody name. I'm terrible with names. Faces, yeah, I can probably work it out after a bit, but I'm terrible with names. This guy has been doing this for a long time now, probably a couple of decades. What he does is he expands data sets and makes them more visual, so he makes them make sense. What he calls it is unveiling the beauty of statistics for a fact-based worldview. And he pulls together different statistics and puts them in like bar graphs and charts, so you can see a visual representation as the years go by of how a country is changing via their GDP and income per person, various different factors that you can overlay on top of it. And he's built a system around it called Gapminder, and he does various statistical data. So, for instance, if you go on to, I mean, there's an upload data part as well. But where's the trying to think where his analytical stuff is. There is a page full of content that he's got where he's literally showing all these different examples. So, like, who has the most oil, family size, and length of life, and he's gradually taking data sets that are currently open and expanding on them. It looks like they've actually made a Flash player as well now, version of it. I don't know if it was always a Flash version, but and at the bottom right-hand corner it says Google 2008, so I presume Google bought it or invested in it, which is pretty epic. I know he put a lot of work into it. Go and check it out though. It's very, very cool representation. If you've got children who are doing geography or anything to do with life studies, business, or anything like that, it's a great tool for them to learn on. I'll definitely be pointing Ella this way in a few years' time. Next link is thevideobay.org, which is the Video Bay is based around, or at least it was something that the Pirate Bay had been doing. And they set it up because to use the latest technology of the new browsers, which is HTML5 with the new video and audio tags, with the OGG Theora video and audio formats. Now, I have played around a little bit with the encoder, and the next link I'm going to tell you after this is an encoder for the Mac. I found that the output is pretty blocky. It's not there yet. I mean, it's nowhere near H.264 in my opinion. But I do like the idea of open source video in terms of, well, open source codecs. If you don't know what that means, open source codecs basically, most codecs, as in the encoding piece of software that you use to make the video, normally are free to start with, or they come under license with your software or your operating system. But I've noticed that a lot of these systems, after so long, they tend to apply for licensing in terms of, X amount of use, you have to pay a certain amount of money. And, there's proprietary formats like Flash, to Mac Media Flash, to FLV, WMV, which is Microsoft, there's various other ones as well. And there's a lot of open source codecs, which are ones that have been worked on by lots of different people that nobody owns and nobody wants any money from. And just mainly for a sort of, skills thing, like I've made this kind of thing. And HTML5 will render those things, as in it will play them back naturally within the browser without any other plugins, which is pretty awesome. So I want to learn about it because I'd like to be able to go in that direction. All the video content that I produce gets converted into an open source format, because a lot of the stuff that I do give away for free, and I want it to be on as many formats as possible or as many machines as possible. And being open source, there'll be a lot of machines, platforms that will support this stuff because of the whole ethos of it as well. But the encoder I got from v2v.cc/underscore, no, not underscore. I'll put all the links in the show notes for this because some of them are a bit cryptic. But basically, it's a simple Theora encoder. You can drag a video file onto the box. You click on, it's literally got add, remove, and encode. And it just goes through and encodes it. Like I said, the quality's not quite there yet. Next link is a very simple site, but it's very useful if it's 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning or if you're waiting for your coders to get up in different countries. Timezonecheck.com. It's quite nice to have on another desktop, or it'd be great if they've got a little Air app, but I don't know if they've got anything like that yet. But it's useful to look at if you want a quick visual representation of what time it is somewhere. Next link is from a guy, a developer who used to work at Sleepy Dog, who worked on the Lifecast application, and it's called Web Monitor, website monitoring iPhone style. It's not quite finished yet, but it supports ping, HTTP, HTTPS, FTP, and what it does is it basically checks those ports. So it's good if you're out on the road or if you're, you know, if you're touring or whatever, and you do have your own web server or FTP server, and you want to check to make sure it's all right. It does all that sort of stuff from the interface. It doesn't say how much it's going to be. I can't see the pricing of it yet, but it looks pretty darn good. And it's set up a company called Applicature, I think it's called. And finally, the last link today, got to give some props to at Comfort Eagle on Twitter. It's PeepSnap. What I really like about PeepSnap is that it takes my input from my HDMI connected H320, my Canon H320. The picture quality obviously is awesome from that. But it's the only app that I've used that doesn't get all blocky and pixelated. It's absolutely crisp, beautiful picture. There's a few feature things that it needs, but they've got priorities elsewhere and on other projects. But it's really, really cool. Don't forget to add at Comfort Eagle. Send him some props. Sign up. Send me your link to where your PeepSnap stuff is. I'm hoping that I can build a service for Responder to pull in the pictures from it, because they are good quality pictures. That's it for today. I'll speak to you in a bit, really. But I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.